rest of the story. In Phoenix, Arizona, this football season began for the Huskies of Horizon High School pretty good. Coach Doug Schaefer requires discipline to training, individual excellence, with each athlete seeking always to do his best and then some, thus to raise team play to its highest potential. Now, in the coaching business, your job's never any more secure than the next season. School administrators and alumni sometimes profess that winning is not everything, but usually it is. The Huskies of Horizon High got off to a good start, as I say. Even hoped for a state championship, but then early October. The Huskies were scheduled to play Mesa Westwood. The coach left his players watching a videotape of their upcoming opponents. Each player was to analyze strengths and weaknesses of the Mesa team and contemplate counter-strategy. But one of the Huskies players had brought to the training session a pornographic movie. It was a boyish prank, typical teenage boy stuff. When the coaches were out of the room, this one boy, his name doesn't really matter, substituted his porno movie for the training tape, and several of the players left the room. But when the coaches returned, they surprised 29 players who were watching the bawdy movie. Now, what does Coach Schaefer do? Obviously, he has a team so cocksure of itself that they figured they could beat Mesa Westwood without reviewing Mesa's previous game plays. And the videotape they were watching instead was at least inappropriate. Coach Schaefer, fully aware of what it would cost them and himself, calmly announced, "The players in this room are suspended from the team for 6 days. 6 days? That would mean they would be ineligible to play against Mesa Friday night. The skeleton team of leftovers would be no match for Mesa Westwood." And Coach Schaefer was aware that he would hear from parents and teachers and students and alumni to whom winning was everything. Well, the leftover Huskies did play Mesa, and they lost 29-3. Coach Schaefer then announced that the incident is behind us. There will be no further recrimination. Well, the Huskies' next game, Schaefer's disciplined team went out onto the field so fired up that they won 62-8. I called Coach Schaefer to congratulate him. He said he hoped his players would instead remember the previous game, the humiliating defeat, and recognize it as a choice they had made. And then, he said, up the road ahead, when they are out from under my watchful eye, they will make better choices. But this is the rest of the story. My conversation with the coach was last October. You'll want to know that the Huskies continued to win the next week. And the next, and the next, and for the first season ever, they won 11 games until last Friday night, when the Huskies of Horizon High in Sun Devil Stadium, in a seesaw game so hard fought that it left both players and fans exhausted, and came down to a fourth down on the 7-yard line with time left for only one play, and the game ended Horizon 16, St. Mary's 14. Coach Doug Schaefer, who had been willing to sacrifice victory for discipline, won both. For the first time ever, the Huskies of Horizon High are Arizona's state champions. And now you know the rest of the story.